Hi everyone, Doug Laura here. I'm here to update our video related to enterprise dev test offers in the EA portal. As an enterprise admin, you have the ability to assign the ability for your account owners to create EA dev test offers. Those offer types are supposed to be used truly for only development activities. And the users of those subscriptions and the services within them are supposed to be those that have licenses for Visual Studio, monthly licenses with benefits, or MSDN licenses. To enable this offer type as an enterprise administrator, you're going to start in the Manage Portal tab. You're going to go to the Account menu. You're going to have your list of accounts here. I'm going to search for mine because I've got so many here. You're going to hover over that account. One in an active status is one that actually has subscriptions, or one that you have that is active has actually logged in rather to the EA portal. One in a pending status has been added but has not yet logged in. I'm going to go to the far right here where I have these icons that let me do things, and I'm going to click on the Edit Pen. That's going to bring this box, which lets me do a number of things. I can edit the account name, I can change departments. I can enter a cost center if I choose to, but by simply selecting this dev test box here, that's going to give me an entitlement to be able to create subscriptions of an EA dev test offer type. Let me save that away. Now, I am in this role both as an enterprise administrator and an account owner. So I can go into the subscription menu and click on Add Subscription. Now, this is only a link to take me to account.windowsazure.com. I have pop-ups enabled, so it's opening a new window here, but you'll see when it actually logs in here, it is logging into the portal where subscriptions are created today, account.windowsazure.com. Not sure why it's taking so long. Let me try that again. So as this portal opens, it is going to bring me into the subscription creation menu because I came from a link that has, show us the sign up for a new subscription. And you'll see I have two offer types. Microsoft Azure Enterprise offers are those production subscription offers that have full SLAs, meaning the guaranteed availability and a financial backed guarantee that if a service is down, you can claim a credit or claim an outage and get a credit for it. And then the EA Enterprise Dev Test offer type. Now, these do not have production SLAs. And you can see here as it describes, this is an offer for teams of active Visual Studio subscribers to run dev test workloads on Microsoft Azure Enterprise. It gives you the discounted rates and access to exclusive images in the image gallery. Those would be like Windows client images. So to create this offer, I would just click on the EA Dev Test. As in any subscription, I'm not actually purchasing anything, but I have to agree that the subscription is governed by my enterprise agreement. Right now, I'm just creating an empty container. And I would select purchase here to go ahead and create that subscription offer type. Now, this is going to tell me that it takes a while to do this, up to 4 minutes. Typically, this really takes less than a minute. But then I will have a brand new subscription. It's going to be titled Enterprise Dev Test. I can later go back and customize the name of that subscription to be whatever I want so that I can separate it out because I actually have multiple Enterprise Dev Test subscriptions. So I'd want to title that subscription in a way that lets me know what types of development workloads I'm running in that subscription. That's really all I wanted to show you today, because the last time we did this, the offer type was called an MSDN dev test, and the user interface was a little bit different for setting up those offer types. Thanks. Have a great day. Bye-bye.